Well, it's now just after 7 p.m. on Thursday the 5th of June, July. And I'm sitting in the patio area of our accommodation here at Castle Bay on Barra. We've been fed. Our friend Margaret, who drives one of the circular coaches around the island, dropped us off at the visiting chip van. Yes, visits on a Friday evening and a Saturday evening here, and on other evenings somewhere else around the island at different spots. And by the time we had done a lot of travelling today and got back, we thought, my goodness, well, we're going to have to get something to eat, and we really couldn't be bothered going to a restaurant, and we really couldn't be bothered making anything. So we remembered the chip van was visiting, so then we went to drop Mary off, got her into the accommodation, and she sorted out a cold drink and tea and things like that. And I ran down and ordered the haddock supper and a portion of chips. We call them a bag of chips and a haddock supper. And I have to say, the haddock couldn't fit in the box. Those polystyrene boxes you get, polystyrene trays that come, wouldn't fit in. It was hanging out by about 4 inches. I think the total length of this thing was over a foot. Marvellous stuff. So we're stuffed. We've had strawberries and ice cream to finish off. And Mary is put the television off, put her feet up, is reading her Ian Rankin book. And I've come down, as I said, to this patio area. At the patio area. It's a new word. I created that while I was over here. Area. This patio area. I'm sitting here, believe it or not, the weather went really bad today, and then it went just, oh, dull, dreich, dear, oh, you know. And now, in the past 45 minutes, the sun has come out, the skies have cleared, and I've got gorgeous sunshine. It's 7 o'clock at night. Why couldn't we get this during the bloody day? Let's not complain too much, huh? Anyway. So we've been fed, watered, as I say, and I'm updating my downcast for my audio boot public timeline, and also doing some other wee bits and pieces that I need to do. I have a couple of emails, or more than a couple, to reply to. I have some other stuff to do. So I'm going to try and work through that in the next half an hour, then go back and rejoin Mary in the room in the accommodation. It's lovely. And looks over the bay. So there you go. Castle Bay is looking gorgeous tonight. And Clansman, Caledonian McBrain Ferry, the Calmac Ferry, the Clansman, came in just about 6:45, has reversed in, dropped his load, and is now reloading. I guess he's going to head off very, very quickly. Looks like a quick turnaround this time again. So anyway, it's been a travelling day, I'll put it that way. It's not been exactly totally enjoyable, but being back here in Castle Bay, best place of the lot, Barra, without a doubt, Barra, absolutely. Not a lot in Barra, but compared to North, South and Benbecula, North and South Euston, Benbecula, no. This is the place to come if you're coming anywhere. It's definitely Barra. When we came down by coach from the ferry at Ardmore on Barra from Eriskay, they usually come down the west coast side. It's a more straightforward route for them, though it's slightly longer. And the skies were just breaking at that point, and the Atlantic rollers coming in some of the beaches. Some of the tourists on the buses had their cameras out immediately taking photographs of this beautiful beaches. Oh, listen. Well, you just about heard it. The Clansman announcement from the captain telling we are about to sail and could people observe the safety rules. But the wind's blowing quite strongly again, although it's lovely. Anyway, I won't linger any longer. I'll just do another rambling, rabbiting on boo. I don't want to do. So day 5 is almost gone. And tomorrow will be Saturday, then Sunday. But there's loads of stuff. The hill race is on tomorrow. This is some hill, by the way. I'll get you more details on it tomorrow. I won't be running. I'll just take some photographs and do a wee bit of audio. I do hope they get nice weather, although it's not forecast for tomorrow. And Sunday is supposed to be the best day of the week. And that is a very special day here in Barra. But I'll talk about that on Sunday. So while I sit here updating things, sending emails and blithering like a blithering idiot, and waiting on the clansmen setting sail once again from the bay in the sun, and it's absolutely wonderful. And just as I speak, the engines fire up and the smoke reeks out the chimneys. The clansmen set sail. I wouldn't mind being on that ferry this evening on an evening like this, because he is actually, or it, he is actually heading into absolutely clear blue skies to the east. Those folk are going to get a lovely sail back to Oban this evening. He's on his side shifters at the moment, just pushing the boat away from the pier, and then he'll be at warp speed to 2.5 as he heads out past Kismo Castle and out through the bay. And he's off. Off into the deep blue yonder. Wonderful sight. Wonderful sight and a beautiful evening to see this. I do love ferries and water. Kind of addicted to them. I can usually pick up a ferry from about a mile away when I hear that deep thud that seems to penetrate the seabed and reverberate back up through the ground. Okay, got pretty good over the years of telling Mary that there's a ferry coming in, and she'll say, "There's no ferry coming in." Yes, there is. I can feel it. I can hear it. Farewell to the clansmen, bathed in sunlight. I really should have taken a footage of that, shouldn't I? Instead of sitting here blithering away. Oh, I'm going now. I'm going now. Speak again tomorrow. Bye for now.